hat-trick for his third try just after half-time. And it's interesting to listen here to the commentator on ITV. He was saying about it was Brian O'Driscoll against Scotland, and I had to say he took me by surprise, because I can remember vividly O'Driscoll's hat-trick was against France and Paris, and he said it in our times, but then Gordon Darcy nicely just said about the tries at, or the hat-trick that Brian O'Driscoll has got. So it was nice to see that sometimes these commentators are not infallible, as we all think we are. But the other thing you have to say, watching, is that for Craig Gilroy, what a performance in a sense. A hat-trick in about 32 minutes. They reckon probably the quickest hat-trick of the Six Nations and in international rugby. Possibly not, but nevertheless, a player who's been plagued by injuries, came on the scene so well against Argentina, as you remember, scoring a great try. Hasn't really got much of a look in over the last couple of years. Went to South Africa, played a couple of games. But he came on, and his first try was an absolute gem. Second one again, we took it well, the last one, and was... And you could see the players were delighted for him. And from Joe Sprint's point of view, it's great to see a player, you know, who was a way back, and all of a sudden he gets an opportunity, like Tommy Bowe last week, and he gets his three scores. As I said to you, it was interesting that he would make the changes, which he did. But one significant change for me, Oisin, was that he didn't make, was that Paddy Jackson played the full game at number 10. Ian Keatley did come on, but it was Simon Sebo who went off. And I'm just wondering, is... Johnny Sexton as fit as we think he is, or that Joe Smith feels that it's important that Paddy gets as much time as he can. Certainly the way he was distributing the ball today was tremendous, and that little inside pass to Gary Ringrose, who just cut back inside and showed the ability that he's got, that was a tremendous try that even O'Driscoll would have been happy with. It just shows you what the potential that they have. You know, it was interesting as well, the first replacement was that Gilroy came on for Henshaw with Keith Ayres coming into the centre. The commentators said it was a tactical thing. So maybe Joe Smith's thinking in terms of that, possibly, you know, he's thinking in terms of maybe Ayres in the centre at some occasion, along with Ringrose. But he obviously was looking to see how they played today together, because Ringrose is normally a 12 or a 13, and it made, let him play in his natural position. But as I say, he made changes in all the other ones. But I just wonder, the fact that Jackson stayed on for so long, nevertheless, Keatley did get an opportunity to play, as did all the players. But, I mean, 9 tries, you know, all converted, 63 points, very easy to sum up a total. But I think Joe Smith will be delighted with the way that they finished that last 15 minutes. There was a spell where after they got the standards try out to go 35-10, it was a bit of a lull in the proceedings, and in fact it was 22 minutes before they got their... pardon me, their sixth try, but they certainly made it count in the last few minutes. But overall, you know, you can't do much better than 63-10. From Italy's point of view, Conor O'Shea and them have a lot of work to do, because the next game they have is at Twickenham, and that's not going to be easy. And of course, the big game coming up now, England and Wales. And who knows, that possibly the result in this game could be to Ireland's benefit. But from the disappointment, I suppose, of Scotland last week, we did expect Ireland to win. Rob Kearney would have appeared, went off with a bit of a shoulder injury. Hopefully that's not the case, but there are so many permutations now in that Irish back line, and with all the players going well, that Smith will not be too worried. I mean, he has Trimble still to come back as well, and I suppose all the chat will now be for the pardon me, for the French game in 2 weeks' time. Will Johnny Sexton play or will he not play? But certainly, from the way Jackson performed today, I'm sure Joe Smith will have no problems. Helen Murray seemed to have had off a very good combination at that particular time. And the one thing maybe from in Smith's mind is that, you know, the French psychologically pose a wee bit of threat to Johnny Sexton. But if he's going to play, why not just start him and let him see what he's capable of doing? But all in all, it's 2 weeks' rest now. Ireland could do no more than they did today. And I think to score 9 tries, 63-10, convincing, and the players will have been delighted. And they did show, Oisin, when they did go through the phases and keep the ball in possession, they're capable of beating anybody.